Hello. Hello, New York City. Hello, world. This Connect the Dots radio show. Stay up and dance. While you got the chance, when the music's playing, hey, that's the time to dance. Anyhow, hey, amazing things are going to happen tonight. In fact, I'm going to take command of time. I'm going to take command of all the clocks in the New York City area right now. I'm going to command them to march forward at least an hour. And no sooner than I spoke, it's already been done. Amazing. And it all happened in March. The clocks marched forward in March. Wow. Hey, if you're in Central Time Zone, you're still back in daylight time, but rather standard time. But on the East Coast, New York City area, we are into daylight time. We're saving daylight, whatever that means. What are we saving it for? I don't know. The evening hours, of course. Hey, listen, this is an educational show. The name of the show is Connect the Dots. This is BBS Radio, Radio Free America, where we talk about freedom and how to free ourselves from the dark forces that are always trying to over-control us. Their days are numbered, but we still have to deal with them. Anyhow, it's an educational show, but just like school, right now it would be helpful to you, the listener, if you had something to write down, some info I'm going to give you, so you can become smarter people by just knowing where to go to get some information. You know, if you could remember that in the past, somewhere in the last century, there was that video where the group beyond school life and the cat in this and the classroom says, maybe you know it. Maybe that's what's called Hot for Teacher. I've got my pencil. Yeah, well, anyhow, get something and write this down. You need to protect yourself, for one. I said it before, and I'm saying it again. You need to have a declaration of sovereignty. You need to read this out. It's the place I'm going to direct you to. It's a three-part thing. You need to read, speak out loud your declaration of sovereignty, and it's already written out for you. You just got to go to the site. It's on Twitter at Taurean Light. That's spelled T-A-U-R-E-A-N. L-I-G-H-T 888. That's the hashtag, Taurean Light 888. Even if you don't belong to Twitter, you can visit it. And the first tweet there will be the pinned tweet, which will be the declarations of sovereignty. You need to do this for yourself because it's a dangerous world out there, especially from the invisible evil entities. So do that for yourself. Don't do it for me. Do it for yourself. And you need to write down to remind yourself to go to the 2012 portal.blogspot.com. There's a new interview by Cobra. He represents the Galactic Confederation, the guys, the good guys from the galaxy that are here to help us. They're dismantling the AI infrastructure that's been keeping us quarantined here on Earth, depriving us of interacting with the rest of the friendly universe. Well, anyhow, you got updates. There's a new interview, and there's plenty of information there. If you've never been there before, you can archive all the things they've been telling us for the last, since 2012. But that's a major source to know how the battle's going. We're winning. There will be victory of the light, but it would be smart for you to educate yourself so you can start talking to your friends, because we need to start talking about this, because this is the future of humanity. It's all playing out right before your eyes right now. You'll never learn about this on mainstream TV. And no, the U.S. government won't come clean and give you full disclosure on anything, because they're all puppets. Whole U.S. government, they are puppets for the New World Order, the big guys who want to run the world, set up the one world government. Every other country in the world, all the governments have been taken over by the dark forces, the New World Order. And they own all the politicians, basically. Or if they own 90-95% of the politicians, it's the same thing. Because if you have such a small minority of good guys in any government, you're not going to get anything accomplished. And there's one more place you need to go visit if you haven't been there already. It's called Christos Avatar, CHR. This is a website. This is www.christosavatar.com, spelled CHRISTOSAVATAR. One word, Christos Avatar. And they are providing us, disclosing so much information down there, and they're doing it with videos, this site. There's a host guy there. He claims to be an indigo child whose job is to download the info from the other dimensions and put it to us in a form we can understand. And they have a lot of intelligent videos there, which will explain to you a lot of things, like the 15 dimensional systems. They break it down into five zones, and each zone is a group. So like the first three dimensions is in group one, you know, dimensions four, five, and six is in group two. And it goes up, you know, we have the standard 12, and then beyond the standard 12 is 13, 14, and 15, which is group 5 of densities, the groups of densities. And above that, they have the pure sound that eventually transmutes into light. Sound and light are at the heart of creation. Of course, consciousness is consciousness is the original source of all that is. No, they don't go into explaining that too much. You want to find out about that? Look for the fifth apocryphal revelation. They explain that one. And there's all these different sources of information coming out now. And different sources of information have different pieces to the puzzle. But if you haven't been to this ChristosAvatar.com, www, do we really need that? That's it, www.ChristosAvatar.com. Tremendous amount of information about who's been taken over by the fallen angelic realms, the fallen dark side groups, and chances are you're following one of their programs. You need to look into that. Plus, you'll find a lot of information about the weird-looking creatures, the different hostile groups that are warring against humanity, and all these pictures of dragon creatures, you name it. They even talk about the chupacabra. Yeah, that famous beast that Mexicans, I think, always talk about. But tremendous amount of information in there, and it's a teaching site too. So if you're interested in uplifting yourself, go there. And of course, if you you really want to start from the bottom up and get your basics ready before you go to a site like that, you might want to get download a copy of my book, Connected Dots Theory. That's where I got the name for the show, because I kept it as simple as possible in there. And I don't go beyond the 12 dimensions. But now you know of a place you can go learn about 13, 14, and 15 and other factors. And I keep telling people, hey, seek and you'll find. The fifth apocryphal revelation tells you how the universe works. In fact, all these people disclosing all this information about these other galactic entities and beings and star systems and stuff like that, they don't really explain to you how the universe works. It's all in the fifth apocryphal revelation, and you'll be amazed. Because the universe is a very orderly place. But it's important to find out about the bad guys, how they like blew up the 12 stargates so they could get away from a godly connection, so they could create and play God themselves and pervert all kinds of creations. That's what's being disclosed now, that type of information. That's important information. And little tidbits like the founder races. You know, hey, if you ever watch Star Trek, they talk about the founders sometimes. Of course, I think the real founders are good guys, but some of them, I think, went bad too. Who knows? But if you watch Star Trek, the founders are usually, they're a race that's gone off the deep end or whatever. But there's plenty of information at all these places. And I'll go back to the first one at Taurian Light 888. And that reminds me, hey, that's the phone number to call in. This is a call-in radio show, 888-627-6008. If you're calling from some other country outside of the U.S. or Canada, you don't have that toll-free privilege. You'll have to call in on a regular line, do the hocus-pocus to get into America, whatever exchange that is, and then dial 323-744-4831, and you'll have to pay for that call. Hey, it's an opportunity to talk to a live audience. And this is internet radio, and we can say basically whatever we want here. We don't have to worry about censorship. And I call it Radio Free America, because we need to free ourselves. If you're still listening to stupid mainstream media news and the stupid governments that are trying to enslave you, kill you, take away your freedoms, and kill you at the same time, and destroy you in every way possible, you need to listen to Radio Free America, and it's right here on the Connect the Dots radio show. Hey, visit BBS Radio, and you'll see the time schedule for when it shows up in your area. Hey, right now, we're in daylight savings time in New York. It's about, I don't know, quarter after 2 in the morning. But we'll save daylight. We're on daylight savings time now. We'll save daylight in the evening. Yeah, we're saving that daylight for an extra hour of sunlight in the evening. Won't get dark until 7 o'clock now. How about that? That's if you're in the New York City area. Eastern time zone goes pretty far out. Most people don't realize that in the western section of the Eastern time zone, the sun sets about an hour or two later. Yeah, really, it does. Well, you wouldn't know that unless you travel out to the edge of the Eastern time zone. So, like I said, this is an informative radio show. And what else can you learn about in the that Christos Avatar thing? Yeah, they give you a lot of info about the Phantom Matrix reality. Yeah, when the dark side, those beings that went sour a long time ago, millions of years ago, and decided to, they wanted to get away from the real God and play God themselves. And they created their own 11 dimensions, yeah, with their own black sun, and they reversed the fire letters on the dimensions. So they turned, you know, that's typical of bad people. They turned everything upside down, and they created their own dark side, and they created all kinds of traps and bad things for human beings because they're against us, these bad guys. But anyhow, you can learn about the fake matrix that exists, the anti-God matrix that exists that you can get trapped in. Believe it or not. Yeah, they have all kinds of traps set up to draw you into there so you can't evolve back to where you came from. Yeah, devious little dirty bastards they are. And you need to find out about that because plenty of people are still getting tricked. And until the event happens here on Earth and the whole planet moves up into the fifth dimension, you can be put in jeopardy very easily by the dark side. Let that game of Jeopardy on TV remind you that you can be put in jeopardy by the dark side. So anyhow, I've given you a lot of information there. Go seek it and find out and educate yourself. Don't forget my book, Connect the Dots Theory, guaranteed to make a smarter person if anyone reads it. I don't care how smart you are because it has a lot of personal information in there that I put, that I discovered on my own and connected the dots on my own. You know, a lot of people are revealers of information, but they're not experts at connecting the dots. In my lifetime here on Earth, I've become an expert at connecting the dots. What can I say? Except the name of this show is Connect the Dots. And it's a call-in radio show. Anyhow, there's just too much. I can't even begin to tell you all that's in this Christos Avatar thing. So go visit it. But meanwhile, back on the planet here, oh my God, people are just like, you know, I feel sorry for all these people that are getting oppressed by their governments, you know, even more so than we're getting oppressed here by our government in the U.S. I mean, France, I need to talk about this because it's an ongoing problem. You realize France government that Macron the moron, yeah, I can say that on internet radio. He's, you know, he's nothing but a puppet for the New World Order, brainless fool, just spews out propaganda of the EU propaganda, which is what the right arm of this New World Order, one of the arms of the New World Order. And he has, you know, and the whole French government, they're all nothing but phony politicians, puppets in the pockets of the New World Order. Only listen to bribe money, not the people they're supposed to be serving. Well, anyhow, he and his band of phony politicians, Macron, and his French foo-foo, whatever, he plans to destroy hundreds, if not thousands, of farms in France. Insanity, right? You need farms to grow food. All on some fake climate change nonsense that they're still trying to push on the general public. And he intends to put these farmers out of business, close down their farms, take away their land. I mean, such evil is beyond belief. Now, the farmers, they did some good protests, pretty much locked down the country, but they haven't caught on yet. And this is an important point, that everyone in every country in the world that might be listening to my voice now needs to understand protests alone are not going to change the minds of phony politicians that only listen to bribe money. And of course, some of them have fallen into the honey traps and they can be easily blackmailed. Yeah, you don't know what a honey trap is? Well, ask somebody tomorrow. I don't want to waste my time getting into that. But let's not waste any of my time, your time, blah, blah, blah. So let's just get that back to the French. So, hey, vive la France. You people, you farmers over there, you need to get wise. Protests, they're not going to listen to your protests. They're not going to listen to reason. They're bought and paid for phony politicians, servants of the evil New World Order. You know, they're ungodly. They're not going to show you compassion or understanding or anything. And, you know, I'm going to give you guys the advice that I'm giving every country in the world where the people are being oppressed. Declare your declaration of independence from your oppressive government, just like the United States did when they declared a declaration of oppression by the British, taxing them unfairly and giving them no representation to where their tax money was being going to. That's it. That is where we're at now. Forget about the protests unless you have a follow-up plan with strategic physical actions. You know, if you're going to do a protest, you got to be ready for the militant police. You got to have your armed forces ready to take them down if they come after you. You know, this is war going on, the dark side versus the light side, the good guys versus the bad guys. And the military police are willing to assault innocent citizens just looking to protest, then they are bad guys too. And they need to be confronted physically if need be. It'd be nice to ask them to stop throwing your allegiance. Forget about following orders from an evil government. Everybody in this world has the right to not follow orders from an evil government. They're tired of hearing that shit. That's what the Nazis used to say. Oh, I was just following orders. Well, every military police that goes out there and attacks protesters for no reason at all, simply because they're given the order, go get them, you know, you've become bad guys yourselves. You're as bad as the New World Order. You're nothing but New World Order puppets. And you're harming the decent people that are protesting about the injustice. And who are you protecting? You're protecting a bunch of dirtbags, a bunch of evil scum. Is that why you joined the military forces or the police for? Don't you have a conscience anymore? Or have you been overtaken by demonic beings? If you have a conscience, you can't go out there and beat protesters and, you know. Damn. But anyhow, that's it. If you don't have a follow-up plan to a protest that's going to cause these phony politicians to be uncomfortable in some way because they didn't listen to you, your protest means nothing. You know? You can decide what to do. You know? You know where they live. Visit it at their home. Tell them if they don't do what you want them to do, you're going to make their lives miserable. You know, and you have a right to do that and put some fear in their heart. Maybe they'll do something. But the chances are they won't. So even if you have a follow-up plan to let the air out of their tires or throw eggs at their house, we don't want to really harm them. But we need, there needs to be some kind of punishment if they don't listen to you. But let's just cut to the chase here. The quickest way to get these matters solved, you know, is declare a declaration of independence from your evil, crooked government and set up your own government that serves the people. No longer listen to your phony New World Order puppet government. That's it. Don't wait for elections. Just do this tomorrow and start organizing yourself to do it and set up a government and stop paying taxes to the government that you just got rid of. Every government in the world is nothing but an evil puppet serving for the New World Order now, including the United States. And I'm telling even here, the people in the United States, don't wait for the 2024 election because you're just going to be conned into doing the same stupid shit you do every election. You're going to elect more phony politicians. Every man who's a member of the Democrat or Republican Party is a phony politician. And if you find me one or two that aren't, there's such a, in such a minority, it's meaningless. It's the same as there is nobody. Stop putting your hopes in guys like DeSantis. Yeah, he seems like a nice guy. He's trying to do a few good things. Stop putting your hope in con artists like Trump. Yeah, sure, he did a few things for everybody, and he might be the most ethical of all the criminals and crooks, but he still is a crooked criminal. And he doesn't know anything about what it is to be a street person. So we might also declare another Declaration of Independence now. There's plenty of organizations in the U.S. That want to do something like that. And this is the time to do it because the media is owned by the New World Order. The U.S. government is owned by the New World Order. And they're just going to lie and con you, plus try to kill you along the way, too, with more vaccines and more fake pandemics and more poisonous pharmaceutical products. So we might as well declare a new Declaration of Independence now. And basically just like the same one, except we're not going to pay taxes anymore to the fake federal government, and we're going to get rid of the imposter president by just declaring a new government. And we'll get rid of all the agencies, the phony three-letter agencies that are not serving us, and we'll set up appropriate ones, you know, and we'll do it with less people and less money, and we'll lower, go back to the original plan, all taxes voluntary. So I guess all the government programs will fall by the wayside, but we don't need them. What we need to do is to help each other as decent human beings. You know, care for people. You know, be kind to each other. And put an end to all these evil organizations that use force to get their way. We outnumber them, the good people. But we have to pick up our arms and be ready to defend ourselves, because we're still living in this crooked, evil world where they're calling all the shots, and they have plenty of weapons and plenty of robots willing to go out and kill us should the confrontation come push to shove. But that's it, you know. Forget about the protests. And look what, the protests have even been taken over by the evil organizations. BLM, Antifa, evil organizations. They're not doing anything for anybody. And that's the way it is. If you can't see it for what it is, well, so be it. But, you know, it's time for people to unite. We don't want to hurt or harm anybody, even though the evil governments want to do that to us, because they're under the influence of the evil ETs. That's why you need to, it's important for you to find out that all the negative agendas going on planet Earth, they all were created by extraterrestrial races that saw us as nothing but sheep to take control of. You know, we are a gullible race, humanity. We want to believe people when we're told things, and we want to follow the laws and stuff like that, and we want to be good people, and we want to treat people fairly. And the agenda of the anti-God ETs who came here was to take advantage of our good behavior and our cooperating behavior. And man, did they take care of it. And they've been doing this for hundreds of thousands of years, not tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of years. And so many bad characters have come to our world. And that's why we need to find out about it now and understand that even the New World Order is ruled by these evil ETs. Some of the key players that we look at every day, they're really not human beings at all. They're either clones or they're other aliens that know how to disguise themselves to look human. Plenty of science fiction stories have explained this, and should just get a grasp of how easily it could be happening right in front of our eyes. We'll walk out there every day. How many people are really human that we pass by? You know, the word's out now, there's a large percentage of them who are not. They've learned how to make themselves look human, and, or, you know, by high-tech science or something like that. And then we got the robots that look just like humans walking around too, because it's the mad scientists have advanced that technology that far. It's been around for decades now. But do yourself a favor and get yourself a copy of the movie, 1988 movie called They Live. And that's a good starting point for anybody who hasn't seen the movie, because it shows you how the deception has controlled our world. You know, if only it were sunglasses like they have in that movie, we could all put them on and see for ourselves. But I don't think anybody has really invented those sunglasses yet, but it was a good premise for a movie. If only we could see who's the real humans and who are not. But you gotta watch that movie, and more than once, and grasp all it's conveying there. And great acting by the late Roddy Piper, professional wrestler. He does a great job acting out his role in that movie. But, even before you visit these other sites, watch that movie if you haven't watched it yet, so you can come in with a fresh perspective when you start visiting places that are disclosing all the bad things that have been happening to the human race and how far back it goes. And different sources have different pieces to the puzzle. But it's there. It's unanimous. And you'll be shocked as to how many so-called religions and so-called orders of good people, so-called, are actually have been infiltrated by the dark side and therefore are to a great extent controlled by the dark forces. And you need to do this and face up that most of us have been deceived, because we're gullible. Us regular humans, we're gullible. You know, we want to believe what people told us. And instead of the Irish and the Northern Ireland people fighting over Catholic and Protestant, they should realize their unity is in discovering that both religions have been deceptive in different ways, because that's how it works. I explain that in my book. That's why it's a good reason to download my book. It's a way to start off learning how to decipher truth, and I fully explain how it works in generality. No sooner than a good system is put into place on planet Earth, the dark forces do their counter moves to spoil it, infiltrate it, spoil it, and kill it. This cycle goes on continuously because we're living on a world that's infested with dark beings from other worlds whose only agenda is to control us, suck our every drop of blood of our bodies, suck our loosh, create fear. You know, that's all torture is an invention of the dark side, of the evil entities. Yeah. There's no reason for torture, none whatsoever, except to create the fear that creates the compound that ends up in the blood that they get to drink. And they abduct people. That's where all the missing children go. It's the dark forces. They abduct them. They torture them. They kill them in satanic rituals, and they drink their blood. And that's the whoosh. And they export it, too, to other planets. That's what a big operation this is. And we're being victimized every day. As I'm speaking now, innocent people are being abducted. Yeah. I'm telling you, you need to start educating yourself. That's why I wrote the book, Connect the Dots Theory, because I had learned so much, I realized this was all important information. And I figured out a way to make it as simple as possible to understand. That's the basic strategy. Every time we set something up good, the dark side goes in full high gear to tear it down. You know? And you know, why should we let this continue? But it takes, you know, it takes the fortitude to stand up and battle the bad guys. We don't want to cause anybody any harm, but when somebody's harming us, that gives us the right to do whatever it is to stop them from harming us. And if that means killing them, so be it, you know? I'm not promoting violence. I'm talking about standing up and protecting yourself, because these demons, these evil entities are attacking us every day, and the attacks continue. Are you so freaking blind that you're not willing to admit you're being attacked? Come on. They poison our air with the chemtrails. They poison the water with the toxic chemicals. They're slowly killing you with the cell phones, and they're upping the frequencies, the 5G. It's having a negative effect on your body. It's overheating your water molecules. You know, it's destroying your health, all of these things. And on top of that, they want to take away your possessions. And they want you to pay more taxes, you know, and they just, they use your tax money to help kill you. That's what your tax money goes for, a large percent of it. They invent new ways of killing you and impose it upon you. And they trick you into killing yourself, like with the pandemic and the vaccines that were toxic. They weren't vaccines. They were toxic concoctions designed to kill you, to weaken you, to sicken you, to destroy your genetic ability to reproduce. Bad, 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 bad. And who paid for all those free vaccines? You, the taxpayers. First, they tricked you into allowing ignorant strangers to stick these things in your bloodstream. And you paid for that with your tax money, paid for that. You know, they're laughing their ass off. How stupid are these human beings? We stole the money with tax collection from them. We used that stolen money to make toxic compounds that we could unleash on them, and then we tricked them into voluntarily allowing ignorant people, brainwashed doctors and assistants, to inject these poisons into our temples, our body. Your body is your temple. It's your connection back to God, you know? And you're desecrating it by listening to evil government and evil doctors and the evil New World Order. And the fact that you're not mounting an offensive to stop the chemtrail planes shows what a bunch of cowards you are. You have to do something. When somebody's coming at you with a weapon looking to kill you, you don't just stand there and let them kill you. You defend yourself and you stop the attack. You know? The human race is being attacked every day from a half a dozen different sources, not to mention other ones that I'm not even mentioning. And you're doing nothing about it. And you're conned into believing electing another phony politician or one political party is going to help you. No political party is going to help you. In fact, political parties should be illegal. Everybody should be a write-in candidate. And there needs to be a trusted voting set up. It can be set up. But the political parties, they don't want that. They want cheating voting to continue because it allows them to cheat better than their opponents. That's how all elections are won pretty much nowadays, all important ones, you know. They're done by cheating. That's how they're won. And it's going to be the same thing in 2024 unless the American people wise up and stop voting for Democrats or Republicans. But no, you're a bunch of stupid assholes, all of you. If you vote for a Democrat or Republican, please don't tell me the Republicans are the good guys. They're as bad as the Democrats. Remember 50 years ago or 40 years ago, whatever, Democrats were still considered good guys, and the Republicans were the bad guys. Well, it's like a wrestling scenario. One week, the guy's a good guy. Next week, he's a bad guy. Does Vince McMahon really run the world? Maybe so, because they're following his game plan, the New World Order. And I'm not saying this to be mean, but if you vote in 2024, and I'm not just saying this because I am a writing candidate in 2024. In fact, I want every registered Democrat and every registered Republican to vote for me. And then when there's finally a real president of the United States who knows how to think for himself and is not a New World Order puppet and not carrying any baggage with him that he can be blackmailed with and knows how to protect himself from the bad guys out there so I don't get knocked off. Well, when you elect somebody like that, you know, I'll declare the Declaration of Independence. And I'll have control of the airwaves on mainstream media. They won't be able to stop me from declaring the Declaration of Independence. And we'll just annul the whole Congress right there. Wouldn't you like to see that happen? Because the whole Congress is off. They're all corrupt. And for one or two, three people that, and the new rule will be, you can't be a member of the U.S. Congress if you're a member of a political party. Sure, we'll still have the political parties for the local elections and blah, blah, blah. Can't get rid of the whole thing all at once, but we surely can get rid of it at the federal level. And we need to have no. Why aren't you asking, the people who are complaining, things you're complaining, you're not asking for the right things. You want the right to remove a politician immediately as soon as he makes one screw up. That would be some kind of safeguard, but we don't have that written in the law. And now try and get phony Democrats and phony Republicans to do that. They don't want to X themselves out of their gravy train ride. That's why they became politicians, so they could ride the gravy train until they've made their fortune. And that's how it works. And I'm telling everyone tonight the truth. That's what it has to be. If there's enough people who can come together, let's do the Declaration of Independence now, the new Declaration of Independence in America, where we will eliminate the corrupt federal government and we'll replace it with something better. And the new government has to be made up of non-political people, just decent people that are not members of political parties. It's a lot of events, people we all know, famous celebrities that would make good government people. That have gained the trust of the public. And we can fill those 535 spots with non-political people. And we can have an immediate election to do that, maybe a couple of months down the road. We can go a couple of months without the federal government, we might keep a couple of the systems in place so not, as to not cold turkey everybody, but all this free money for corporations out the door, all the giveaways to Ukraine and the money laundering people, forget it. In fact, as president, I'll be demanding that the Ukraine pay us back for every penny we gave them. I don't care if they have it or not, but the crooked politicians who are filthy rich, that guy is Zelensky, the devil's pawn. He's filthy rich already out here. So with the other criminal crooked governments. But, you know, those of us who love America and want America to take back control of the world, the better of all of us, well, it's not going to happen with a Democrat or Republican, I'll tell you that. You know, hey, that's why I'm running for president. I'm giving the people an opportunity. But you all got to stop being cowards and chickens, you know, and traitors. If you vote for, I'm telling you right now, I don't care if you like what I'm saying or not, but come 2024, if you vote for a Democrat or Republican presidential candidate, you are a traitor to America. That's it. You don't have any defense on the matter. They've all proven themselves to be crooks. And who's ever running on the ticket, they're going to try to run Biden, clone Biden. Yeah. And there's apparently millions of morons out here in the U.S. that would vote for that simply because he's a Democrat and they were brainwashed. Oh, I got to vote Democrats. And if you vote for any of whoever the candidate is, including Trump, you know, you're a traitor. Because Trump had his chance, and he didn't do too much. He had both the House and the Senate, and he couldn't put forth legislation. Plus, he's a criminal and a crook, a money-hungry bastard himself. Doesn't know anything about the common people because he never was one. You know, I'm a common man, and I'll say I'm the common man candidate. Most of these other, even political leaders, even from the minor parties, they're not common people. Because, you know, I've hung out with people from the Libertarian Party, and they have their little thing in New York there, and they're doing the same path as the other political parties. You know, you want to be appointed to run for the presidency for the Libertarians? Well, you have to put out money that a common man doesn't have to be even considered, you know? I like the Libertarians. You know, they have a good agenda, but yeah, they're another political party, and they don't have a chance of winning the election. The only people that can beat the Democrats and Republicans is a write-in candidate, because they don't keep tabs on write-in candidates. They don't believe it can be done. Wouldn't we all like to show them that it can be done? Well, I'm the guy who knows how to mount the offensive. And we'll take a lot of people, because I'll have to have representatives not only as electoral voters. That system should be done away with. That's why we should do a Declaration of Independence before 2024, and the first thing to get rid of is the electoral votes. It's crooked. There, you know, I've heard the story. Yeah. The founding fathers thought the people were stupid. How dare they call us stupid? Maybe they were, and that was the reason for setting it up, that the people might vote wrongly. Well, that's not justice. That was corrupt right there. They were stupid for putting that in place. But the controllers of the world, they see that, oh, that's good. That's great for the big parties, because we control all the oh, my God. You know, we control the elections with that. People can vote for somebody, elect somebody else, but the electoral votes wins the presidency. So I'll have to have all electoral voters, which have to, that's a big project in itself. And then for me to also win, I have to have watchdogs at every polling booth. And I have to get, making my demands before 2024, that all the electronic machines be scrapped, because that's how a lot of the big cheating happens there. And that's a lot, but I'm ready to do it. I know how to lay out the blueprints. Is there anybody behind me? Or are you all chickens and traitors and are going to go the Democrats or the Republicans or throw your allegiance behind Trump? Let me tell you something. When it comes to intelligence, Trump isn't even in my thinking league. You know? He might know about playing the money game with the corporate world to make some money, but he doesn't know anything about the common people. I'm somebody who grew up among the poor common people, and I know everything about what it is to be poor and common. In fact, I know so much about the common people. I know more about the black races than they know about themselves. And that's a pretty lot to say. And if you really know anything about the black races, probably a dozen different varieties of black Americans now. And the people that are claiming to represent them, they don't know as much as I do because I intermingle with them my whole life. And I know there's at least a dozen different varieties of black Americans. Nobody ever talks about that except people like me who are knowledgeable. And that's it. There's 1,001 reasons why I'm the most qualified person to be the next president of the United States. And if you're listening to my voice, you consider that. I know the game plan for solving everything, including beating the Democrats and Republicans, but it's going to take a gigantic support move to do it. And, you know, it's going to take some money to convince all the Democrat, registered Democrats and Republicans to vote for me because I'll set them free from the tyranny of the New World Order controlled government that the U.S. has become. Well, I think I've given everybody a lot of things to think about. You, every nation in the world, it's time for everyone to declare a declaration of independence from your oppressive New World Order puppet government. Do it as soon as possible. It's going to take effort. You're going to have to organize, get friendly with your neighbors, and you're going to have the guts to go out there and do it. And understand there's going to be some physical retaliation for doing this, and you need to be prepared to handle it, just like the patriots in America were when we declared our Declaration of Independence from a corrupt England at the time. So it's time, it's time to educate ourselves, and it's time to take actions, meaningful actions. And those of us that want to free ourselves, we don't want to harm anybody, but we know we're going to get a backlash from the evil ones because they don't want to lose their positions of power. So we have to be prepared for an onslaught of violence from the chain of command systems that are running the show for the evil entities who rule our world from afar, and many of them are here in powerful positions, walking around looking like humans, but they're not. They've gained the technology to make themselves look like humans, but underneath they're evil reptilians, draconians, or Zeta Reticulo, or some other dark-sided Orion criminals. I can't think of the whole list, but that pretty much covers it. Hey, listen, let's end this show on some love. When you get off, go on YouTube and key in the search bar, key in videos first, and in the video search bar, Beatlemania in America. It's my 10-minute documentary video out there, and it captures how four guys from Britain just wanting to be a good player of rock and roll and popular music, came to America and won everyone over with their charm and their music and their personalities and their projections of love, and how the American people responded with love back to them, how they changed the world without even trying to do it. And it was the power of love. Plus, you'll learn about the air sizzling at Shea Stadium, at the first Shea Stadium concert the Beatles gave there. Nobody ever talks about it, but it should be talked about. It's an education in love and how it transforms humanity. Well, I'd say go to YouTube videos, search bar, Beatlemania in America, 3 words. It's a 10-minute video. Watch it. Okay, we're coming to the end of the show. You're going to hear a little bit of my music that you can purchase or listen to it. CD Baby, available on iTunes, Amazon, and it's out there on YouTube. Okay, Mr. Engineer, take us out of here now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Statistic. I don't want to be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody, or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. I don't want to be no John Doe. I don't want to grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody, or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. Wanna know I was here, took my stand without fear. Clear to the world my ideas, and all those people that walked on by now stop and look, 'cause I caught their eye. I don't wanna be nobody's slave. I don't wanna join in my grave. Gotta be somebody, or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody. Stand without fear, it is clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stop to look, 'cause I caught their eye.